combining a new first mortgage and a seller second mortgage. This technique involves combining an institutional or a private loan with seller financing to create a no-money-down purchase strategy. Many institutional lenders have designed programs in which they'll finance 80 to 95% of the purchase and allow the seller to provide a second mortgage for the balance of the purchase price, resulting in 100% financing. You should also note that many lenders also offer 100% financing, although generally at higher interest rates. Now, for easy access to mortgage lenders, visit my website, carltonsheets.com. For this technique, create a situation in which you obtain an institutional or private loan for 80% of the proposed purchase price. The loan approval provides that you may borrow the balance from the seller. You negotiate a purchase where the seller will provide the balance of the financing. The sources you will need to use are an institutional or private lender and the seller. The strategy you will employ is to take out a new first mortgage on the property and obtain financing from the seller to cover the balance of the purchase price. Let's look at how the situation, source, and strategy come together in this example. The seller of a home valued at $150,000 has an existing loan of $80,000 and is looking for a full price offer, but is willing to accept a $30,000 mortgage over 10 years at 5% interest. To use this technique, here's what you'd do. First, obtain a new first mortgage for $120,000 or 80% of the purchase price. This loan amount would pay off the seller's $80,000 mortgage and provide the seller with $40,000 cash at closing, less any closing expenses or charges. Next, give the seller a second mortgage in the amount of $30,000. Now, in addition to the funds received at closing, the seller has a note and mortgage secured by the property that will be paid in full in 10 years. The seller has been able to get the full asking price, and you have bought a property with no money down. If you encounter difficulty obtaining the new first mortgage, you may look to the seller. I mean, some sellers have been known to join the buyer in signing a note and mortgage. If the buyer does not have sufficient credit to get a new mortgage, the seller, in effect, loans his or her credit to the buyer. The property is then transferred after the new loan is in place. You could even use the credit of an equity partner to secure the financing, in return for which the partner would receive a percentage of the ownership.